I think that's absolutely true. I think that the molecular classification, as Lisa has rightly pointed out, just tells you the different subtypes of breast cancer. For me, what would be interesting is, do these come from the same cell of origin? Can they go from one to the other? And that would be another totally different question. But in terms of, as we know, breast cancer, there are five broad categories and probably more, especially perhaps in the triple negative groups, there may be more than just the basal type, and there may be different types within that. But as we have it, there are five types. And from a cell of origin point of view, it would be interesting to see whether they all come from a single cell of origin or different cells of origin. And we don't know that.
Lisa?
Yeah, I mean, Jenny's absolutely right. So the future for us, if we can think of these as pretty crude, low-hanging fruit in terms of profiling, there's almost certainly going to be much more thoughtful subtypes within subtypes. I think of it like a tree. We're at the first level of branching, and then each branch will then have its own set. It is, I think, important to point out that there isn't a huge gross alteration in profile, at least as far as we know, over the course of the natural history of an individual breast cancer. And there's some evidence from this. It was published last year in Cancer Research, where they looked at primary tumors, and also they had a few samples where they had the primary tumor, the nodal met, and in another group they had the primary tumor and distant mets, both synchronous and metachronous, including some from, I think Laura Vandeveer had some that were 20 years later or 15 years later or some, you know, years down the road. The subtypes, those tumors still clustered next to each other. So tumors from the same woman ended up next to each other. They didn't get separated and they didn't change classification, which is not to say that they didn't change their nature. They almost certainly had alterations in their genes that were expressed. But in the list of genes that separate one category of breast cancer from another category of breast cancer, they don't change grossly from, say, a basal-like to a HER2, for example.